You're with The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. When you live in what many city dwellers refer to as the middle of nowhere, basic services are hard to come by. That includes public safety, police. Les Zaitz is a journalist with Portland's Oregonian newspaper. He recently completed an investigation into rural policing in Oregon. Hi, Les.
Good afternoon.
So, big takeaways from your investigation?
Well, the big takeaways are that even in rural areas where you don't expect the full services of a big city, that across Oregon, there's a significant retreat in public safety services, from deputy patrols to jail space to juvenile justice counselors to prosecutors. And that's putting an increasing number of Oregonians at risk for their personal safety.
Give me an example of one of the incidents that you reported on.
Well, as I talked to the sheriffs around Oregon, I got story after story about that they're so short-staffed with patrol deputies that when they get an emergency call for service, it can be some time before someone can respond. And a good example of that was a case down on the southern Oregon coast in Curry County. A man and his wife were in an RV about 30 miles off the coastline, got in an argument. She pulled a gun out and shot him in the head. And the park manager immediately called 911, of course. Well, the poor dispatcher had no deputies on duty, called one at home, couldn't reach him, called a second at home, couldn't reach him, finally called a third deputy and managed to get him out of bed and rolling. And by the time that he could get up and go and get in his patrol car and get out there, it was about an hour before he arrived on the scene.
Wow. What would that response time have been in Portland, for example?
Well, in Portland, here you have a single deputy responding out in a rural area, and his backup was a half hour away. In Portland, you would have three or four patrol cars arriving at a call like that in, two or three minutes.
I'm speaking with investigative reporter Les Zaitz about his look into rural policing in Oregon. Now, Les, you looked at Oregon. That's where you are. Is this happening in places like Washington as well?
Well, that's really hard to say, because as I started work on this project, that was the question in my mind, as well, is this a trend across the country? And what I very quickly discovered is there is very little information about what's happening with public safety in rural parts of America. And the presumption, after I talked to national experts on this topic, is that with the significant compression in state and federal budgets in particular, it would be no surprise to find that what's happening in Oregon is happening in other places such as Washington State.
Compression of budgets, that means no money. Budget cutting, it is expensive to hire police forces, to have all the technology, and so I imagine that there are a lot of rural counties that maybe can't do it. But given the story you just told us and similar things you found about long waits for police response, that it seems that's potentially much more dangerous than just a single incident. And it makes me wonder how you think counties in Oregon should be thinking when they are looking to slice budgets up.
Well, it's, spending public money is all politics, and it's the politics of deciding where you're going to, which constituency you're going to serve. And if you're not a victim of a crime, public safety may not rank as important to you as a stop sign at the intersection where your kid waits for the school bus. But what's going to happen in Oregon is that this series triggered a really interesting discussion about the urban versus rural divide. And it was interesting to watch the commentary unfold that people in the Portland area recognized that, we're all one state, and that perhaps the more wealthier metro areas have some obligation to help protect people living in the rural areas.
It was interesting. You had one story that was sort of a case of two counties, both of them rural, one of which had been very dependent, I think maybe both of them, but one very dependent on timber money, and with logging income drying up, this county had very little tax base, and so very little, in fact, you had a picture of the sort of decaying front of the police station, nobody employed there, and you contrasted that with a similar county that had a lot. So is it a matter of choices as well as income sharing?
Yes, it is a matter of choices, and that was one of the points of the series that we did is that these counties, particularly rural counties in Oregon, for years and years were getting millions and millions of dollars in temporary payments from the federal government that Congress would appropriate. Some counties are very prudent and recognize that that money would not last forever, and so they banked it or they used it for one-time expenses, such as buying new police equipment. Other counties just sort of put it into the general kitty and tried to run their governments on this temporary money. And that's like paying for a house mortgage with a one-time tax refund. The money's going to run out, and then what?
Do you hear or did you hear a lot of outcry from citizens in these rural counties for more resources devoted to policing?
Well, you know, in the rural parts of any state, I imagine it's the same and true in Washington, there's a mix of the population, the people who live in rural areas who are quite independent, quite self-reliant, and aren't counting on a deputy showing up if they have a problem. The vast majority, I believe, though, do expect some sort of law enforcement services, and the decline in these services has really riled people up, that they want to know why can't they get protection, and when they're being told what the explanation is, in other words, there's not enough money, slowly, county by county, voters have been approving higher taxes. So we had one county just last month that nobody expected to approve a levy to help keep the jail open, and it passed.
Fascinating. Les Seitz is an investigative reporter with the Oregonian newspaper. Thanks, Les.
You bet.
And you can find Les's series on rural policing in Oregon at our website. That's kuow.org. This is The Record.